Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast briefing about master data management and service-oriented architecture. I'm Catherine Marquis, assistant editor. Today's discussion will be based off the book Enterprise Master Data Management, an SOA approach to managing core information, written by Alandre Belbis, Ivan Millman, Paul Van Run, Eberhard Hetchler, Martin Oberhofer, and Dan Wolfson. We'll be talking about the relationship between MDM and SOA, why the authors say an MDM reference architecture is so important to successful MDM implementations, and why, despite vendors' attention to MDM, it appears many organizations are slow to embrace MDM technology. Today, I'm speaking with Dan Wolfson, co-author of Enterprise Master Data Management, an SOA approach to managing core information, and IBM Distinguished Engineer and Chief Architect, CTO, for the Information Platform and Solutions segment of the IBM Information Management Division of the IBM Software Group. Thank you for speaking with me today, Dan. So to get started, tell me what prompted you to write the book.
Well, there was actually a group of us, and what we were seeing is that there were customers were looking for how do you understand master data management from an architectural perspective, not just the products themselves that implement master data management, but how do the pieces fit together? And so, in particular, when we were talking with a lot of customers, one of the key places that or ways in which master data management comes up, there's really a couple different major entry points, but one of them is around service-oriented architectures. And this is jumping a little bit into your number two for a second, but there the question is, if I have all these different copies of the same information throughout an enterprise and I'm trying to provide a service that, let's say, finds a customer by name or returns the description of a product, then where does that service go when I have a lot of different places? And so there was no books out there that really helped people to understand that from an architectural perspective and how you built master data management systems.
Okay, so I know you just talked a little bit about it now, and you devote a whole chapter to answering this question, but briefly, what's the relationship between SOA and MDM, and why did you choose to approach MDM from an SOA perspective?
So as I said, when companies go to look to implement a service-oriented architecture or an SOA approach to their enterprise, first of all, what they're trying to do is use SOA to make it easier for them to evolve their business as well as to simplify their business by providing a modular set of services that can be used and reused by different business processes. When most companies have many different instances of their core master data that are spread throughout the enterprise, And they're not all the same. They're not just replicas of each other. So, for example, if I talk about a major financial institution, there will be at least 30, maybe many more, different places where they keep customer information and where that information is updated. So if you're trying to build a service that allows you to find a customer or find other information about your master data, need to know where to go look. And the problem that a lot of SOA implementations have, or when people start to design an SOA implementation, is getting that whole information perspective into the SOA environment. It's not only about the business processes and defining that set of services, but it's about the information itself. And so master data management plays a very key role here in that the master data management systems provide a set of services that fit into a service-oriented architecture and point those services at the managed master data that they hold. And so the key job of a master data management system is, of course, to manage and to promote the use of that common master data. And so this enables one to then build an SOA architecture that leverages the MDM system. And in fact, it's not just leverages the MDM system, but the MDM system is in fact enabling the establishing that SOA architecture in the first place.
Okay, so can you explain what MDM reference architecture is, who developed it, and why you think it's a key component for MDM deployment?
So the MDM reference architecture, a lot of the original work was done by Alan Drabalvis, one of the authors on the book, and in conjunction with a lot of us working together. And the main idea behind a reference architecture is to break down the sets of capabilities that are necessary in order to implement something. And so in the context of MDM, we break down a set of capabilities that you need in an overall MDM deployment, not just the MDM system itself. And then you can see, based upon the kinds of needs that you have, the requirements for a particular implementation, which sets of capabilities you're going to need. And then you can map that set of capabilities that you need onto a particular set of products. So a reference architecture is designed to be product neutral, but it gives you a way to describe the sets of capabilities that are required to fulfill the set of business requirements that you have. And so it helps us to really then look at what are the set of building blocks and products that you need put together to satisfy a particular implementation.
So, Dan, you work for IBM, and this book was published by IBM Press. So will these concepts work for heterogeneous environments and or organizations using homegrown systems or other vendors' MDM technology?
Absolutely. First of all, within IBM, we always assume that the world is heterogeneous. The world that our clients live in is a heterogeneous world. It's not a pure IBM world or pure anything else world. And so we have to always recognize that fact, and that's a starting point not only for our architecture work and for the book, but also for the way we think about our own product. We tried very hard to abstract out what we've learned around master data management from just so that it represents not just our products, but in fact generalizes it to the set of concepts that are inherent in most master data management systems, whether they're home-built or they're acquired from one or more suppliers.
All right, so finally, Ray Wang, an analyst with Cambridge Mass-based Forrester and co-author of a recent report on the MDM vendor landscape, has found that many organizations aren't really ready for the technology being offered today. So why do you think organizations are apparently slow to adopt something that appears to have so many benefits?
I think that master data management, implementing a master data management system is a process. It's not just about a piece of technology or a product that somebody buys. It's in fact about, in many cases, it's about how you re-engineer some of your business processes to around the concept of master data and around managing that master data. And so there's really two things that are going on here. One is one of the reasons that it can take a while to implement a master data management system, especially if not done, planned appropriately, is that just the whole business process reengineering, establishing the role of data stewards in some case, figuring out the ownership of the information in other cases, the whole business process side and organization side can take a long time. It doesn't happen overnight. It can sometimes require some amount of cultural change. Now, from a technology standpoint, what we do is, from an IBM perspective, we've designed our master data management products so that they can be implemented incrementally, and we provide a choice of entry points, really, on how to get started. And so from an implementation architecture point of view, there's several different implementation styles that you can choose from, whether it's a registry style, which means that you have to move around the least amount of information into the MDM system, but you're still able to provide an aggregate cleansed view of the information out, or coexistence, where it works with the legacy data sources that you already have, and we pull that together, allowing the system to coexist, but the MDM system can be your single point of integration. It's really a reference that people can use within their SOA services, or it's a full transactional hub style where the MDM system now becomes more of a system of record and keeps the other existing legacy systems up to date. So we provide a number of different entry points, a number of different ways for people to get started, and in fact, where they can achieve many of their business goals even in the early phases of a deployment. But what we see is that it's important to provide an architecture for people and an implementation of an MDM product for people that can be deployed incrementally over many years and that has the set of capabilities that they need, not just initially, but that has that set of capabilities that they need to fully implement the strategy that they have in mind and achieve the full business value that they intend. And that's really the way we've structured our products and also the way we encourage our products to be implemented.
Great. Well, that wraps it up, Dan. To read and download Chapter 1 from Enterprise Master Data Management, an SOA approach to managing core information, visit the searchdatamanagement.com chapter download library or click on the link on the landing page of this podcast. And I also want to remind listeners that you can find more Master Data Management and service-oriented architecture resources at searchdatamanagement.com. And as always, you can find this podcast and other data management podcasts in our podcast library. And remember to add searchdatamanagement.com RSS feed to your newsreader, subscribe to our email newsletters, and check back frequently for articles about MDM, business intelligence, data warehousing, and many other data management topics. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Signing off from Search Data Management, I'm Catherine Marquis.